How many brands do you pay attention to in today's widely diversified marketplace? More to the point, how many potential clients are paying attention to your brand? There's a lot of clutter out there, and if you have a sneaking suspicion that your brand is getting lost, well, maybe it's time to regroup. Ed King is the self-anointed conductor of clarity, and he's here to help. Hi, Ed.
Hello, Greg.
Why do so many promising brands seem to get off track after a while?
Well, I'm sure as you and your listeners know, a brand is more than just a logo. It really represents the personality of the company. And entrepreneurs, when they start a company, have the best of intentions, but you know, things usually go well in the early years, the first 3 to 5 years. After the day-to-day workings, though, kind of grind down, they get off track and they become more reactive. They start rabbit hunting after business in different markets, and they try to be everything to everybody. Really what happens is they're losing focus.
Let's talk a bit about the universal law of focus.
Yeah, Greg, have you ever been to a pond and tossed in a handful of pebbles into a pond?
Sure.
Well, as you can see, there's little splashes that make in a broad area, and they really don't have much of an effect on the impact on the water. Really, conversely, if you had a rock and you threw it in the middle of a pond, you'd have a big splash and you'd have waves radiating out from the center. Really, most companies out there represent those pebbles. These companies are throwing out lots of marketing messages to lots of markets and seeing what sticks. What you want to be is you want to be a rock. You want to make a big splash in the center of a market. What that means is for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. There's really three actions that companies can take in regards to the universal law of focus. Number one, you want to choose a specific target market, not the target market universe that your competitors are going after, but a specific segment of that market. Number two, you want to choose a focused and compelling message that goes to the heart of that market. And number three, you want to choose the most appropriate means to deliver that message. Based on those three actions, you're looking at three equal and opposite reactions. Number one, you're going to gain a large percentage of that chosen target market. Number two, you're going to gain high belief and acceptance of that brand promise. When you're focusing on a specific group with a specific message, with a specific solution, you're going to be perceived as an expert in that market. And number three, you're going to garner a premium price.
What do you mean by focusing tightly on your market?
Well, really, every industry has a broad target market. For instance, say chiropractors would be everybody with a spine, whereas focusing tightly on your market might be focusing on sports injuries to the spine, or focusing on car accidents that happen to the spine, or segmenting a market, or maybe it's a specific age group, maybe it's children chiropractic, or maybe it's elderly chiropractic, where you want to choose a specific target market that you've had a history with. They can be your best customers, and choosing that segment that you're going to have the best impact on.
So how do you get going with the process then?
It comes down to making a decision. You need to make a decision to become an extraordinary brand. You need to make that leap to go from an average, ordinary, everyday business to become an extraordinary brand. It took risk to start your company, and it's going to take another risk to become extraordinary. Really, one of the first things you need to do is appoint somebody to spearhead the opportunity to become an extraordinary brand. What that means is to first determine which specific market you can dominate. Which segment of your target market do you service best? Number two, determine what matters most to that market, and then package a solution specifically for them.
And the rewards?
Well, the more you focus your brand, the more the marketplace will reward you. That's really the one thing your listeners should take from this. There's really three major benefits that you can get from this. It's number one, you get better qualified prospects. Number two, you get more loyal customers. And number three, you can charge more money. Doesn't get much better than that.
Ed King is conductor of clarity. We caught up with him in their Atlanta, Georgia offices.